Please be seated. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in thy sight, O Lord. The gospel reading starts with Jesus saying, "I have come to bring fire on the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled." He is not talking about fire like the forest fires or wildfires, which are burning in much of Canada and other parts of the world today. He speaks of bringing fire, baptism, and division, rather than the peace one might expect. This passage could have been unsettling and confusing to the disciples hearing it. What he is really talking about is the nature of discipleship, the transformative power of Christ's mission, and the cost of following him. Jesus sees the disciples struggling to understand, and the passage ends with him saying, "You know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and sky. How is it that you don't know how to interpret this present time?" He was really there to shake things up a bit. Let's go back and think about the fire he wants to bring. Not all fire is bad, even when we talk about forest fires. After a disastrous fire season in 1910, the U.S. adopted a national policy of total prevention of forest fires. They essentially attempted to eliminate all fire from the forest. And so generations of kids, probably most of us, grew up listening to the story of Smokey the Bear. He was orphaned and made homeless by a forest fire, and concluding that all forest fires were bad, that all forest fires should be put out. Ironically and unfortunately, artificial suppression of fire is partially to blame for the huge fire crisis today. Too many years of putting out natural fires and not performing controlled burns have resulted in landscapes that are more volatile and more dangerous than they would have been if nature had been allowed to take its course. In some of the coverage of the fires in Manitoba, Indigenous leaders, whose communities were disproportionately impacted by fire, have spoken about the need to revitalize Indigenous knowledge of traditional forestry. Suppression of all fires, not just the ones that are caused by humans, disrupts the forest life cycle. There are even trees that cannot reproduce without fire. Fire is a natural part of a forest life, clearing underbrush, making way for new life. Jesus warns, I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. The kind of fire that Jesus is talking about is transformative fire. The fire that Jesus brings is the fire that clears the forest of what needs to go and makes it possible for new life, healthy life, productive life, changed life. In this passage, Jesus had tried to explain that the riches and honor of this world are disposable compared to the glory the disciples will receive when God's kingdom is fulfilled. Jesus came to bring fire to the earth because some things that exist in our world have to be destroyed in order for something new, beautiful, and life-giving to emerge. When Jesus goes on to talk about baptism, he says, "But I have a baptism to undergo, and how distressed I am until it is completed." This baptism refers to his suffering and death on the cross. This baptism signifies Christ's total self-giving, his willingness to endure death in order to bring new life to the world. All Christians, by virtue of their baptism, are called to participate in Christ's suffering and death so that they may also share in his resurrection. This is where some division may come. Not all will choose to follow Christ and be baptized. The division Jesus speaks of is not arbitrary or destructive. Rather, it is the result of the radical nature of Christ's message and the call to follow him unreservedly. The division Jesus speaks of refers to the inevitable conflict that arises when the truth of the gospel confronts the values of the world. Remember, too, that Jesus was trying to shake up the religious institutions. He saw Pharisees and scribes getting weighed down by the rules of Judaism at that time and not focusing enough on the important things, treating one's neighbor as oneself, showing compassion and forgiveness to others, showing generosity, welcome this stranger among others. Jesus was making way for his new church here on earth. Jesus was bringing cleansing fire to cleanse the world of what needed to go to make way for new life. Through baptism, we are called to participate in Christ's suffering and death so that we may also share in his resurrection and new life. The division Jesus speaks of refers to the inevitable conflict that arises when the truth of the gospel confronts the values of the world. Not everyone will choose to follow Jesus' way versus the ways of the world. Ultimately, the peace that Christ offers is not the absence of conflict, but the peace that comes from being united with him in his passion, death, and resurrection. Amen.